The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Wednesday, the 10th of March, 2021. On the podcast today, Ed Dawson, CEO and Managing Director of Prospect Energy. And Ed explains how the equity fundraise will be used to advance their operations. Also on the podcast, Simon Oddie, Chief Executive Officer of Europe Oil and Gas, discusses their business and strategy going forward. Plus, as always, at the end of the podcast, I have two lists for you. The top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most read RNSs. You can check out both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. You see lots for the content. In fact, there's an article in KO1, done very well in the crypto space, as has the crypto space. In fact, there's a Q&A with Blue Star Capital. There's Derek Law, the new CEO, and myself there. Intelligent Ultrasound, there's an article there. There's a Q&A with Verici DX CEO Sara Barrington from Paul Hill there, video there. Alien Metals article. There's lots of other stuff there. I always like checking out the COVID-19 index, just see what's the biggest rise of the day. Biggest riser is Fusion Antibodies, up close to 15% to 135. Biggest faller, Tech Capital, down 6% to 15.5. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Ed Dawson, Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of Prospects Energy, PXEN. Sticker there. Ed, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you've just enough placing to raise £750,000, and we'll discuss what that's about, what you're going to be using that for. Before we do, Ed, as always, you know, it's changed a little bit, but for people not familiar with Prospects Energy, just give them a brief summary as to what the business is all about, please.
We are an AIM-listed investment company, and we've got two projects effectively investing in the European transition fuel. So we have recently completed on a transaction in Spain to acquire a small power station sitting on some really exciting gas fields with lots of opportunities. And in Italy, we had a discovery a couple of years ago, and we're very much hoping that will come on production this year. We're at the final stages of government approval.
Yeah, absolutely. So you raised this money today. And you talk about the use of the proceeds. You've got obviously El Romeral in Spain and Padilla Galina in Italy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. So take us through what you're going to be doing with these funds in regards to these projects, in Ed.
Well, it's good, you know, to get you know, the bank balance bolstered, and you know, we've you know, to get to be able to push a couple of these things forward. So in Italy, we do have a capital program this year. Once approvals are put in place, we do hope, though, and we're working on that now for quite some while, to fund that with non-equity. But arguably, there's a bit of cash available for Italy. You know, if we do, you know, see a speed up on that with government approvals, so that's helpful. In El Romeral, we completed the transaction at the beginning of the month, and we want to. El Romeral has a couple of bows to it. Obviously, we've got the power station that is generating today at 16 hours a day. It will make a little bit of money, we hope, this year. But the key there is to, in time, get the utilization up to 100%. And that will come through by drilling up a number of prospects that there are there. There are 11, and they're all very low risk. I can talk about those on another occasion. But, you know, again, it's a bit of a cushion there. And also we want to start permitting new wells and things like that. So there's reports that need to be produced and submitted, and periods of consultation started and things like that. So It's all, you know, for sort of general purposes, but useful to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And so where do you hope to be then, Ed? What's this going to produce? Take us through what you're hoping to achieve with this money further down the line there.
Well, the key for the company is we're very close now to becoming cash flow positive. With Italy coming on production, with the, you know, the annual, you know, revenues there is going to be a multiple of our annual G&A. You know, we're at that important self-sustaining stage. And then, you know, we can develop the portfolio out from there. So that's, I think, the key point is, you know, we then sort of switch from, you know, a company that is reliant on the support of its shareholders and stakeholders to be able to, you know, self-sustaining and, you know, develop out what we think is a very exciting portfolio in, you know, a good, sensible, and hopefully very profitable manner for the shareholders.
Absolutely marvellous stuff. And so you're quite confident about the outlook then at the moment. Have you been affected massively by COVID, Ed, at all?
Yeah, well, yes and no. There's clearly been, I think, some delays in regulatory approvals. Both Italy and Spain are have had you know, a lot of you know, hits by the pandemic. While we can't particularly quantify it, you know, we must have been affected in that sense. You know, the various regulators soon got used to you know, working from home, and that's been good. You know, the team individually and a couple of them have had it, but, you know, as a team, you know, we're hoping to, you know, push on, and so I think the world is adjusting.
Absolutely marvellous stuff. Okay, and just you know, map it out if you could there. Next sort of 3-6 months, where are you hoping to be?
Yeah. Well, government approval in Italy. The next step there is sign off by the environmental minister. Those who follow Italian politics will have seen a change in the Italian government. We've got a new prime minister, and we've got a reshuffle. So we've now got a technocrat at the environment ministry. So we believe that that is going to move through there sooner, quicker now. And then so we're close to permitting completion there. And then obviously installation of equipment and hopefully on production by the end of the year. You know, so that's key. In Spain, yes, we've now had 2 weeks of operating it. I think that's good. Electricity prices, you know, currently are good. They're quite strong, so that's all bodes well. They are fairly volatile, Spanish prices, but no, things are good. So we've got, you know, steady progress and important kicking off of processes in Spain. And as I say, 6 months' time, would really like to see production coming on in Italy, subject to various approvals. So, yeah.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, and as always then, at the end, give us 3 quick bullet points as to why someone, if they're listening right now and likes the sound of this but are not yet following the story, why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Prospects Energy to their watch list.
I think it's a great entry point for new shareholders. Post the financing, you know, we certainly are financially stronger, which is great. We've got strong assets in terms of the Italian and Spanish project. There's 2 strong CPRs there. I suggest anyone of interest go and read the equity research. You know, it sets that out in detail and the value proposition. And as we've talked about, we've I think there is a fair wind to self-sustainment in terms of financing. So we'll get there. That's great.
Marvellous stuff. Good to chat to you, Ed, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Can I just plug on Friday that we're having a investor call? We are an estate, so if people are interested, come and listen to the corporate presentation, and we'll hopefully put a couple of slides up for those interested, on CPR, and talk through the assets in detail.
Okay, no, you can't plug that, Ed. All right. Joking, it's done. It's done. Oh, of course, check out the latest RNS and you'll see it. Details right there for the investor call. Ed, thanks very much, and we'll speak soon, fella.
Thanks. I'll plug your call on there as well.
Excellent.
Cheers. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Simon Oddy, Chief Executive Officer of Europa Oil and Gas. EOG is the ticker there. Simon, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good morning, Justin. Good to be with you.
Yeah, before we get into the detail of what you're about and what you're about to do, hopefully, let's have a quick summary. For people not familiar, can you give us a rundown of Europa's business and how you want to change it in the future, if you could, Simon?
Yeah, Europa Oil and Gas is actually one of the oldest oil and gas companies on the AIM exchange. Mm-hmm. We started off as a UK onshore company, UK onshore operator, oil operator. We then moved on to offshore Ireland, where at one time we were, I think, one of the largest, if not the largest, holder of offshore acreage off the west coast of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And more recently, we're trying to rebalance the company now so that we can have a good balance of exploration and production, onshore production development. Most recent thing, I suppose, news-wise, is that we took on a license offshore Morocco, which we're in the process of working up at the moment, that's a very exciting prospect for the future. But just to say a couple of words about where I think we're going or where we're planning to go. Mm-hmm. We're very much looking at rebalancing the portfolio of Europa. We've, as I said, had this traditional sort of legacy onshore production operation where we operate two oil fields, and we've got a development where a percentage of a development called the Wressel field in Lincolnshire. We've got this offshore exploration business, Ireland and Morocco. And what we're looking to do is to rebalance and essentially fill the gap in between with an appraisal early development project. It's probably going to be in the North Sea somewhere. Those are the things that we're looking at the moment. Mm-hmm. With very much a view to balancing up the portfolio. So we'll have a much more diversified portfolio looking forward, which will lead to considerable amount of growth.
Excellent stuff. And you just raised over £1.5 million. So how's that going to be used then, Simon?
Yep, the £1.5 million, and this is very recent because the new shares only started trading yesterday, on Monday. This £1.5 million is to locate and to evaluate this asset or these assets which are going to rebalance the portfolio. We're looking, as I said, at assets predominantly in the offshore North Sea and also across the UK onshore. These are different to what we've had in the past in that these are what are called appraisal projects, early development projects, which is where oil or gas has already been found. Mm-hmm. And it's merely a matter of bringing it essentially to market, bringing it to development, and then to market. So these are much more advanced assets than exploration. These exploration assets that we've had offshore or we have offshore. So they're very much more fast turnaround. So I think what you can expect to see from Europa now is a situation where we're moving into assets which will turn around to production very fast, mm-hmm. And will, as I said, you know, balance the portfolio. So the 1.5 million is predominantly for that, but also we're going to be farming out or selling, if you like, parts of our offshore exploration positions, both in Ireland and in Morocco. And that will happen over the next few months, so that we'll reduce our exposure essentially to those two areas as we move into this appraisal area in the middle ground. So essentially it's a rebalancing, as you see. We're reducing on the offshore exploration front, and we're broadening out in the center area in this appraisal early development sector.
Yeah. Now, let's get on to some of this very sort of popular theme, sort of mega trend that's happening, and it'll continue to be here, and for the good, greater good, I suppose. You know, environmental, social, and corporate governance is increasingly popular for investors. You know, how important is it to you then, Simon?
Yeah, well, this is very important. We've always had an ESG requirement because of our onshore operatorship status in the UK. We've got these two fields in West Firsby and Crosby Warren, which are old fields, but as such, we need to take particular care on the ESG front, particularly the environmental front, as these fields get into their sort of mature years. So we're having a renewed push at what we can do in these areas to improve the ESG situation on both of these fields. And that's something that's underway at the moment. We're also looking on the onshore to see if there's anything on the renewables front that we can reasonably bring to fruition. There's some associated gas with both of these fields, and that, of course, could be used to generate power and to put into local power grids. And there are available wells that maybe could be used for other purposes other than just producing oil and gas. So that's something we're looking at very closely. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd say, Justin, is that we are in our search for this new asset or assets to balance the portfolio. We're looking at assets which would offer some sustainable element in them, something which we feel will or which will improve the carbon footprint somewhat of the company, and that's one of our foremost drives. So very important. We buy into this totally, and it's a very important activity that we should and we are taking care of.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, it's time for your crystal ball time, Simon. Where do you see Europa going over the next 5 years?
Well, what we're working towards is, as I said, this rebalance of the portfolio. I would see Europa becoming a significant development and production operator. Larger volumes than we're seeing at the moment. So some significant growth, I think, is the bottom line, Justin, over the next 5 years. Yeah. I think you can expect to see growth not only in assets, but growth in value as this balanced portfolio is taken forward. I can see that we will improve our carbon footprint. As I said, there's a major concentration going to be on ESG elements. This is an area that we will be promoting strongly over the next 4 or 5 years, because I think we all understand that it's not just about producing oil and gas anymore. It's all about how you do it. And it's all about what you do with it. Yeah. So, you know, this is an area that hasn't had enough emphasis in the past, but it's going to be very much at the front of our minds going forward over the next 5 years. So growth, but growth with environmental, social, and governance concerns in mind.
Marvellous stuff. Okay. Well, every day, Simon, on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button quite a few times. So give us three reasons now why someone listening should add you to their watch list, please.
Well, number one is growth. Europe is a small company at the moment, but watch this space. Number two is diversity. And this is portfolio diversity that will protect against ups and downs in different geographical areas and ups and downs in different product prices. Mm-hmm. And number three, as I said, is growth and diversity, but with particular reference to environmental, social, and government governance concerns.
Excellent stuff. Marvellous. Simon, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
OK, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Ridgecrest, up 8.7% to 3.1. At four, Premier African Minerals. Who's pumping that? Up 30% to 0.237. At three, Napster Group. I think it's a non-mover, is it? Let's check on... No, in fact, it's down today, showing down 3.55%, 2.9. At two, Argo Blockchain, 245 is the price there, up 2.94%. And at one, Supply Atme Capital, non-mover there, it looks like, 0.52 pence. Okay, it's time for the top five most read RNSs. They are as follows. At five, I'm not going to go with holdings. Ridgecrest holdings, boring. At six, let's go with that. Sabian Technology, corporate US, US subsidiary established. At four, Newformix proposed placing the raise $1.565 million. At three, Ascent Resources, Slovenia operation and joint venture partner update. At two, Fast Forward Innovation, conditional sale of investment EMAC. And at one, it's Alien Metals, update on Elizabeth Hill Silver Tailings Project. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciate.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.